诗篇九十篇第一到第二节。
Psalms 91
to 2。主啊，你世世代代做我们的居所，诸山未曾分处，地以世界与未曾造成，从根骨到永远，你是神。
Lord, you have been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were born, or you gave birth to the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, you are God.
让我们今天早上来到神的面前来向他祷告。
Let us come before the Lord and pray.
全能的神，今天早上我们来到你面前敬拜你。
Almighty God, as we come before you this morning to worship you,
主啊，求你恩待我们。
Please be gracious to us.
也求主赦免我们的过犯。
Please also forgive us of our sin.
我们在你的面前承认我们的罪过。
We admit our sin before you.
我们在很多方面没有讨你的喜悦。
We have not pleased you in many areas.
主啊，求你恩待我。
Please be gracious.
也让我们能够反省我们的生命。
And help us to examine our lives.
让我们在你面前承认我们的过犯。
So that we can repent and admit our sins before you.
主啊，今天早上求你的灵与我们同在。
May your Holy Spirit be with us this morning.
光照我们的心灵。
Lighten our hearts.
让我们看到你的伟大。
So we can see your greatness.
让我们看到你是掌管一切的神。
So we can see you are the sovereign God.
主啊，今天早上我们把时间恭敬交在你的手中，求你掌管。
We reverently lift up this time in your hands. May you be in control.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名求。
And we pray these in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. 今天早上这个讲到的题目是哥哥和马格的战争。
The topic of this morning's teaching is the war of Gog and Magog.
这信息的经文来自以西结书第38到39章。
Scripture is in Ezekiel chapters 38 and 39.
我请周伟弟兄来读今天的经文，相当长，但是我们听，细心的听这两章的经文。
It's a very long scripture, so I just ask that you listen carefully as Joe is going to read them.
然后你看英文的，你跟着一起看。
And please follow in your English Bible.
以西结书第38章到39章，耶和华的话临到我说：人子啊，你要面向马各地的哥哥，就是罗斯米舍土巴的王发预言攻击他，说：主耶和华如此说，罗斯米舍示巴的王哥哥啊，我与你为敌，我必用钩子钩住你的腮颊，调转你，将你和你的军兵马匹马兵带出来，都披挂整齐，成了大队，有大小盾牌，各拿刀剑，波斯人、古斯人和弗人各拿盾牌，头上戴盔，哥灭人和他的军队，北方极处的陀加马族和他的军队，这许多国的民都同着你。那聚集到你这里的各队都当准备，你自己也要准备，做他们的大帅。过了多日，你必被差派到末后之年，你必来到脱离刀剑向列国收回之地，到以色列长久荒凉的山上。但那从列国中招聚出来的必在其上安然居住，你和你的军队并同着你许多国的民必如暴风上来，如密云遮盖地面。主耶和华如此说，到那时你先必起意念，图谋恶计，说我要上那无城墙的乡村， 我要到那无安静的民那里，他们都没有城墙，无门，无栓，安然居住。我要去抢财为掳物，夺货为掠物，反手攻击那从前荒凉，现在有人居住之地，又攻击那住世界之中间，从列国遭聚得了牲畜财货的民。示巴人、底但人、他斯的客商和其间的少壮狮子，都必向你来，都必问你说：你来要抢财为掳物吗？你聚集军队要夺货为掠物吗？要夺取金银，掳去牲畜财货吗？要抢夺许多财宝为掠物吗？人子啊，你要因此发预言，对哥哥说：主耶和华如此说，到我民以色列安然居住之日，你岂不知道吗？你必从本地，从北方的极处，率领许多国的民来，都骑着马，乃一大队极多的军兵。哥哥啊，你必上来攻击我的民以色列，如密云遮盖地面。末后的日子，我必带你来攻击我的地，到我在外邦人眼前，在你身上显为圣的时候，好叫他们认识我。主耶和华如此说：我在古时借我的仆人以色列的先知所说的，就是你吗？当日他们多年预言我必带你来攻击以色列人。主耶和华说：哥哥上来攻击以色列地的时候，我的怒气要从鼻孔里发出，我发愤恨和烈怒如火说，那日在以色列地必有大震动，甚至海中的鱼、天空的鸟、田野的兽，并地上的一切昆虫和其上的众人，因见我的面就都震动，山岭必崩裂，陡岩必塌陷，墙垣都必瘫倒。主耶和华说：我必命我的诸山发刀剑来攻击哥哥，人都要用刀剑杀害弟兄，我必用瘟疫和流血的事刑罚他，我也必将暴雨、大雹与火并硫磺降与他和他的军队，并他所率领的众民，我必显为大，显为圣，在多国人的眼前显现，他们就知道我是耶和华。第39章。人子啊，你要向哥哥发预言攻击他，说：主耶和华如此说，罗斯、米色、土巴的王哥哥啊，我与你为敌，我必调转你，领你前往，使你从北方的极处上来，带你到以色列的山上。我必从你左手打落你的弓，从你右手打落你的剑，你和你的军队并同着你的列国人都必倒在以色列的山上。我必将你给各类的鸷鸟和田野的走兽当做食物，你必倒在田野，因为我曾说过，这是主耶和华说的，我要降火在马各和海岛安然居住的人身上，他们就知道我是耶和华。我要在我民以色列中显出我的圣名，也不容我的圣名再被亵渎，列国人就知道我是耶和华以色列的圣者。主耶和华说：这日事情临近，也必成就，乃是我所说的日子。住以色列城邑的人必出去捡器械，就是大小盾牌、弓箭、挺杖、枪矛，都当柴火烧，当柴烧火，直烧7年。甚至他们不必从田野捡柴，也不必从树林伐木，因为他们要用器械烧火，并且抢夺他们的人，掳掠他们的人。这是主耶和华说的。当那日，我必将以色列地的谷，就是海东人所经过的谷，赐给哥哥为坟地，使经过的人到此停步，在那里人必葬埋哥哥和他的群众，就称那地为哈门哥哥谷。以色列家的人必用7个月葬埋他们，为要洁净全地，全地的居民都必葬埋他们。当我得荣耀的日子，这事必叫他们得名声。这是主耶和华说的。他们必分派人时常巡查遍地，以过路的人一同葬埋那剩在地面上的尸首，好洁净全地。过了7个月，他们还要巡查遍地的人要经过全地，见有人的骸骨，就在旁边立一标记，等葬埋的人来将骸骨葬在哈门哥哥谷。他们必这样洁净那地，并有一城名叫哈摩纳。 人子啊，主耶和华如此说，你要对各类的飞鸟和田野的走兽说，你们聚集来吧，要从四方聚到我为你们献祭之地，就是在以色列山上献大祭之地，好叫你们吃肉喝血。你们必吃勇士的肉，喝地上首领的血，就如吃公绵羊、羊羔、公山羊、公牛，都是巴山的肥畜。你们吃我为你们所献的祭，必吃饱了脂油，喝醉了血。你们必在我席上饱吃马匹和坐车的人，并勇士和一切的战士。这是主耶和华说的。我必显我的荣耀在列国中，万民就必看见我所行的审判和我在他们身上所加的手。这样，从那日以后，以色列家必知道我是耶和华他们的神，列国人也必知道以色列家被掳掠是因他们的罪孽。他们得罪我，我就掩面不顾，将他们交在敌人手中，他们便都倒在刀下。我是照他们的污秽和罪果待他们，并且我掩面不顾他们。主耶和华如此说，我要使雅各被掳的人归回，要怜悯以色列全家，又为我的圣名发热心。他们在本地安然居住，无人惊吓，是我将他们从万民中领回，从仇敌之地招来。我在许多国的民眼前，在他们身上显为圣的时候，他们要担当自己的羞辱和干犯我的一切罪。因我使他们被掳到外邦人中，后又聚集他们归回本地，他们就知道我是耶和华他们的神。我必不再留他们一人在外邦，我也不再掩面不顾他们，因我已将我的灵浇灌以色列家。这是主耶和华说的。
好，谢谢周伟弟兄。
Thank you, brother Joe.
所以在我的记忆中，从小就听到苏联给世界带来的威胁。
In my memory, from very young age, I have heard of the threat from the Soviet Union.
当时苏联不仅是一个又大又强的联盟。
At that time, Soviet Union was not only a very strong ally.
他还参与其他国家的纠纷。
She also joined in the struggles of other countries.
霸占其他国家的土地。
And occupied other countries.
那自从苏联在90年代倒塌之后，
And after the dispersion of the Soviet Union in 1990s.
很多人都认为俄罗斯以往的势力已经过去了。
A lot of people think that the power of Russia is already in the past.
不会带来给世界的威胁。
And she will not bring forth any more threats.
但是不到20年，俄罗斯东山再起。
But it's only been about 20 years, and Russia is already coming back.
在布丁总统的领导之下。
And under the leadership of President Putin.
那俄罗斯在短短的几年里。
In a short few years, Russia.
从一个混乱的状态变成稳定而有势力的一个国家。
She emerged from a very confused state to something that is strong and also stable country.
那在最近的十年里
，And in the last 10 years，
那布丁总统很积极的从事把以前的苏联重组起来。
President Putin actively tried to reunite the previous Soviet Union.
他霸占了这个克里米亚。
He occupied Crimea.
参透这个东乌克兰。
And he infiltrated eastern Ukraine.
潜入这个乔治亚共和国。
And also the Republic of Georgia.
所以他不仅煽动东欧的人民。
He not only stirred the Eastern European country.
他的军事政策带给世界的关注。
And he caused attention to himself with his military organization.
那根据这个盖洛普民意的调查。
And according to the Gallup poll.
人们都很一致的认为俄罗斯是美国 2015年以来第二个敌人。
Most people think that Russia is the number two enemy of the United States since 2015.
那俄罗斯跟这个伊朗建立这个军事关系是有史以来第一次发生过的事情。
Russia and Iran established military relationship is something that has never happened before.
而伊朗跟俄罗斯从来没有友好的关系。
Iran and Russia has never been friends.
所以俄罗斯不仅跟伊朗建立一个关系。
Russia not only established a relationship with Iran.
也协助这个伊朗核子能源的发展。
And she also helped Iran develop nuclear energy.
那过去伊朗在这个核子能源的发展。
In the past, Iran's nuclear energy development.
那使到美国和世界一些国家的关注。
Causes the attention of the United States and also other countries.
没有人能够确定伊朗是否拥有这个核子武器。
Nobody can confirm whether Iran has nuclear weapon.
伊朗的前总统 Mahmoud Ahmadinejad 在2005年10月发表了一个言论。
The past president of Iran, Ahmadinejad, in 2005, in his speech,
那在他的言论中他讲过一句话。
In his speech, he said something like this.
那他说他要把以色列从这个地图除掉。
He want to wipe out Israel from the map.
所以俄罗斯这个东山再起。
So when Russia began to reestablish herself.
跟这个伊朗建立这个军事关系是不久的事情。
And then establishrelationship or military relationship with Iran happened not too long ago.
这两个国家在军事上的合作跟我们今天所看的经文有什么关系？
So what is the relationship with these two countries and what we're going to talk about this morning?
那首先让我们来看38章第二节到第六节。
So let's first look at Ezekiel chapter 38 verse 2 to verse 6.
人子啊，你要面向马格地的哥哥，就是罗斯米士古巴的王，发预言攻击他说，主耶和华说，罗斯米士古巴的王哥哥啊，我以你为敌。
Son of man, set your face toward Gog of the land of Magog, the prince of Rosh, Meshech, and Tubal, andprophecy against him and say, thus says the Lord God, behold, I am against you, O Gog, prince of Rosh, Meshech, and Tubal.
我必用钩子钩住你的尸甲，周转你，将你和你的军兵马兵带出来，都披挂整齐，成了大队，有大小盾牌，各拿刀剑。
I will turn you about and put hooks into your jaws, and I will bring you out and all your army, horses and horsemen, all of them splendidly attired, a great company with buckler and shield, all of them wielding swords.
波斯人、古斯人和伯人各拿盾牌，头上戴盔，哥灭人和他的军队，北方极处的国家马族和他的军队，这许多国的民都同作你。
Persia, Ethiopia, and Put with them, all of them with shield and helmet, Gomer with all its troops, Beth Togarmah from the remote parts of the north with all its troops, many peoples with you.
那从这段经文里面，我们看到一系列的名词。
And from the scripture, we saw a bunch of names.
一些名词跟挪亚有关系。
Some of these names are related to Noah.
你可以去看这个创世纪第十章。
You can look at Genesis chapter 10.
一些是挪亚的孙子。
Some are Noah's grandson.
一些是挪亚的曾孙。
Some of them are Noah's great grandson.
比如说第五节的古示人、伯人和第六节的哥灭人是挪亚的孙子。
For example, in verse 5, Ethiopia, people from Put, and also in verse 6, Gomer, they are all grandchildren of Noah.
然后第六节的陀加马族是挪亚的曾孙。
And in verse 6, the people of Beth Togarmon are the grandchildren of Noah.
等一会儿我会告诉你们哪一些人代表今天哪一些国家。
And in a little bit, I will tell you which people represent today's country.
那在这么多名词当中，第二节的这个哥哥是一个例外。
And out of all these names, in verse 2, Gog is an exception.
那哥哥不是一个民族。
Gog is not a people.
也不是挪亚的后裔。
And it's not the descendant of Noah.
这个名词在以西结书第38章、39章出现了12次。
And this noun appeared in Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39 12 times.
那哥哥也不是一个国家的名称。
Gog is not also, it is not the name of a country.
而是一个统治者的衔头。
But it is a title to a ruler.
那其实哥哥是指最高位的人。
Actually, the word Gog referred to the highest possible office.
所以哥哥是一个人。
So Gog is a person.
而不是一个国家或者一个民族。
And it is not a country, it is not a people.
所以在以西结书第38章、39章称这个人为王。
So in chapter 38, verse 2 and 39 verse 1, call this person the prince.
所以在这节经文里面，我们看到除了这个哥哥，我们看到另外一个名词就是马格。
And in this verse, besides Gog, we also saw the name Magog.
那根据圣经学者，这个马格是指这个西古提人。
And according to scholars of the Bible, Magog refers to Scythians.
如果你去看新约圣经哥罗西书第三章第十一节，有提到这个西古提人。
And if you look at the book Colossians chapter 3 verse 11, it had mentioned Scythians.
那古代有名的历史学家这个叶士夫斯也认为马格是指西古提人。
And the Old Testament scholar Josephus also think that Magog is referring to Scythians.
那西古提人是一个游牧民族。
Scythians are nomads.
他们居住在以色列的北边。
They lived in the northern part of Israel.
那有些移民居住在这个亚洲圈里。
And some of the immigrants also lived in the Asiatic circle.
历史学家说这个民族它的原语是波斯文。
And historians said the original language of this people is Persian.
那从这些线索我们可以认明马格是代表前苏联的一些国家。
So from these clues, we can identify that Magog is representing some of the previous Soviet Union countries.
那比如说，如果我们看这个地图的话
，If we look at the map,
比如说这个国家叫做 Kazakhstan。
So, for example, this country called Kazakhstan.
还有这个Turkmenistan.
Turkmenistan.
还有这个 Tajikistan.
Tajikistan.
啊，还有这里这个Georgia.
And Georgia.
所以我们看到这个哥格、马格这个除了这两个名词之外哦，接下来就一个名词是罗斯。
And another name that we saw in this verse is Rush.
罗斯这个名词出现在以西结书第三十八章第三节。
And Rush, this name appeared in Ezekiel chapter 38 verse 3.
所以这个名称在旧约出现了六百多次。
The word Rosh has appeared in the Old Testament over 600 times.
所以在先知以西结的时代，罗斯是指那些居住在黑海以北的人。
And in the time of the prophet Ezekiel, Rosh is referring to the people living north of the Black Sea.
这个黑海在这边。
And that's where the Black Sea is.
所以他们是居住在这个北方的一些民族。
So they are the people who live north of that.
所以根据这个以西结书的预言，一共有三次提到从北方这个几个地方将会有军队前来攻打以色列。
So in the book of Ezekiel, there are three times that refer to armies coming from the north. To attack Israel.
所以我们可以说可能这个罗斯是代表今天的俄罗斯。
So we can probably say that Rosh is probably referring to Russia of today.
先知以西结的预言说俄罗斯在哥格的领导之下。
And in the prophecy of Ezekiel, it says, under the leadership of Gog.
将会带领其他的军队，包括这些波斯人、古士人、伯人、哥面人和陀加马人前来攻打以色列。
So it's talking about he will be leading people, including Persians, people from Persia, Ethiopia, Put, Bethlehemian, Beth Togarmah, they are all coming to attack Israel.
这些名词不容易念哦。
These names are not easy to pronounce.
所以刚才我告诉你们，这些人是挪亚的孙子，还有他的曾孙。
So I told you earlier that these are the descendants or the grandchildren and great grandchildren of Noah.
所以这个古士人哦。刚才我们看到古士人是指这个艾斯俄比亚，就是大概在下面哦，这里啊。
So Ethiopia is talking about people in the African continent further down.
Yeah, 然后这个佛人是指这个利比亚。
And Put is the Libya of today.
然后这个哥面人是指这个土耳其或者是德国。
So Gomer is referring to either Turkey or Germany.
还有这个陀加马人是指这个土耳其。
陀加马。
陀加马。The one very hard to pronounce.
I'm trying to find the English name. The Bethlehemite is referring to Turkey today.
好，所以我们看到这个来自俄罗斯的哥哥将会带领这个伊朗还有埃斯俄比亚利比亚。这个土耳其还有德国来攻打以色列。
So the Gog coming from Russia is going to lead Iran, people from Iran, Ethiopia, Libya, Turkey, and Germany to come and attack Israel.
我们看到俄罗斯的总统可以成为这个哥哥。
So we can see the president of Russia can be this god.
以这个俄罗斯今天的政治来看。
And looking at the political realm of Russia today.
那布丁总统可以成为这个哥哥。
Putin, President Putin can be this god.
自从这个布丁总统成为俄罗斯的总统。
And since Putin became the president of Russia,
他曾经到过不少这个伊斯兰教的国家，与他们建立关系。
He has gone to different Islamic countries to establish relationship with them.
我们最近听到的新闻，他将会做总统，做到大概是2030几年吧。
The recent news said that he can be president until 2030 something.
什么时候哥哥会带领这些军队来攻打以色列？
And when will God lead all this country to attack Israel?
那根据这句经文这么说。
And according to this verse, it says,
过热多热，我必被差派到末后之年，我必来到脱离刀剑从列国收回之地到以色列长久荒凉的山上。
After many days you will be summoned. In the later years you will come into the land that is restored from the sword, whose inhabitants have been gathered from many nations to the mountains of Israel, which have been a continual waste.
这些军队将会在末期要到来的时候。
And so these armies will come at the, when the end time comes.
也就是在以色列和敌基督签约这个和平之约之后。
And it is after Israel have signed a peace treaty with the Antichrist.
就是在那个时候来攻打以色列。
And it is during that time that they will come and attack Israel.
所以在攻打之前，以色列将会经历一段和平的时期。
So before the attack, Israel will experience a period of peace.
那为什么这些国家要来攻打以色列？
So why would these countries want to come and attack Israel?
他们要攻打以色列，目的是要抢劫以色列的财富。
They want to attack Israel because they want to rob her of her wealth.
自从以色列1948年复国以来。
So since 1948, when Israel we established,
在短短的70多年，以色列成为一个强盛和富有的国家。
In the short 70 years, Israel has become a strong and wealthy country.
原本是一个沙漠地带。
It was a arid land.
已经变成这个农业生产的土地。
Has turned into a agricultural productive land.
其实在以西结书36章8到9节，以西结曾经预言说过。
So actually, the prophet Ezekiel has already prophesied here in chapter 36.
他说，以色列山啊，你必发枝条为我的名以色列结果子。因为他们快要来到，看啊，我是帮助你的，也必向你转意，使你得以耕种。
But you, O mountains of Israel, you will put forth your branches and bear your fruit for my people Israel, for they will come soon. For behold, I am for you, and I will turn to you, and you will be cultivated and sown.
那除了农业，以色列的工业、科技还有旅游业也很发达。
So besides agriculture, Israel's his scientific development is manufacturing、
tourism.
And also is tourism has also been established.
以色列的国内生产总值比周围的国家高得很多。
Israel's gross domestic product is a lot higher than its surrounding countries.
以色列的人口只不过是900万。
The population in Israel is only 9 million.
就有17000个百万富翁。
And there are 17,000 millionaires.
18个亿万富翁。
18 billionaires.
那其中有277位拥有1亿到5亿的财富。
And, there are 277, that has a net worth of 100 to 500 millions.
那全世界200位的最富有的人。
Out of the 200 worldwide most wealthy people,
有38位是犹太人。
There are 38 Jews.
那这些国家来攻打以色列。
This country coming to attack Israel.
另外可能的原因是因为这些伊斯兰教国家要阻止犹太人重建他们的圣殿。
And another reason why this country come to attack Israel, maybe this Islamic country is trying to prevent the Jews from rebuilding their temple.
他们要保护坐落在这个圣地的这个伊斯兰教堂。
They want to protect the Dome of the Rock.
那无论如何，这个战争是神的安排。
But no matter what, this battle is arranged by God.
那神使这个哥哥带领这些军队来攻打以色列。
God moved Gog to come lead the country to attack Israel.
所以这个很庞大的军队将会前来攻打这个小小的一个国家。
This large army is coming to attack this little tiny country.
啊，这个很小的国家面对这么大的军队。
This small country facing this vast, this massive army.
啊，就好像这个小巫见大巫这样。A little guy facing a big guy.
Like that.
那以色列是一个很小的一个国家。
So Israel is a very small country.
啊，它的面积大概是美国的纽泽西一样。
It is as big as the New Jersey in the state.
New Jersey 是美国第三小的一个州。
New Jersey is the third smallest state of the United States.
但以色列被22个不友善的国家包围着。
Israel will be surrounded by 22 unfriendly countries.
所以这个面积来相比的话。
And if you're just looking at the size of the country,
啊，这些国家的面积加起来比以色列大640倍。
The size of all these countries together is 640 times larger than Israel.
那人口比以色列多60倍。
And population is 60 times more than Israel.
如果我们看过去的新闻或者历史的话。
If we look at the past news and history,
那自从以色列在1948年复国以来
，since Israel became a country in 1948,
啊，经常受到周围国家的攻击。
They have often faced attacks from other surrounding countries.
那可是从来没有被打败过。
But they have never been defeated once.
啊，为什么我们会为？问为什么这么个小小的国家没有被他们吞噬掉
？Then we may ask, how come this little country has never been swallowed up by others？
啊，这个是人不能够理解的一个一件事情。
It is something that man will not understand。
啊，唯一的原因是因为神与他们同在。
And the only reason is that God is with them。
所以这个庞大的军队前来攻打以色列。
So this vast army come to attack Israel.
啊，以西结书38章第9节说。
So, chapter 38 verse 9 it says.
你和你的军队必同作你许多国的民，必如暴风上来，如密云遮盖地面。
You will go up, you will come like a storm.You will be like a cloud covering the land, you and all your troops and many peoples with you.
然后15节又说，你必从本地，从北方的极处 率领许多国的民来，都骑骤马，乃一大队极多的兵精。
And then in verse 15 it says, You will come from your place out of the remote parts of the north. You and many people with you, all of them riding on horses, a great assembly and a mighty army.
那以西结说，这些精队将会从北方来到以色列的山上。
So Ezekiel said, this army will come from the north to the mountain in Israel.
以色列的山脉都是在北边的。
All the mountain ranges in Israel is in the north.
那靠近这个边境的国家有叙利亚、黎巴嫩和这个北约旦。
And in the bordering country, there are Syria, Lebanon, and northern Jordan.
那很可能这些国家也会参与这个战争。
So it's very possible that these countries will also join in the battle.
所以当这个庞大的军队前来攻打以色列。
So when this vast army comes to attack Israel.
那从人的角度来看，这个小小的国家如果不是神的保守。
So from a man's point of view, this little tiny country, if it is not the protection of God,
那肯定会被吞噬掉。
Will for sure be swallowed.
只有神能够帮助他们。
Only God can help them.
正如以西结在这段经文所说。
Just as Ezekiel said here.
主耶和华说，哥哥上来攻击以色列地的时候，我的怒气要从鼻孔里发出，我发愤恨和烈怒如火烁，那日在以色列地必有大震动。
It will come about on that day when God comes against the land of Israel, declares the Lord God, and my fury will mount up in my anger, in my zeal, and in my blazing wrath. I declare that on that day there will surely be a great earthquake.In the land of Israel.
所以那个时候将会有大地震。
There will be a great earthquake.
所以在这种情况之下，以色列的敌人将会陷入在一个很混乱的状态之中。
And in this, under this condition, the enemies of Israel will be in a great confusion.
所以他们将会自相残杀。
And they will kill each other.
其实在这个情况在旧约圣经里面四世纪第七章第八章记载了一个同样的事件。
And actually in the Old Testament, the book
Judges,
thank you. Chapter 7 and 8, something similar had happened.
那当时有13万5千的密典人。
At that time, there were 135,000 Midianites.
前来攻打以色列。
They came to attack Israel.
那个时候基甸和他300个助手。
And at that time, Gideon with his 300 helpers.
在神的带领之下把敌人陷入在一个混乱的状态之中。
And under the guidance of God, the enemies were left in a confused state.
直到他们自相残杀。
And they kill each other.
一共有12万的米甸人被杀。
There were 120,000 Midianites were killed.
所以根据以西结书的预言说，神将会使用这个超自然的现象来把这个敌人打败。
So according to the prophecy in Ezekiel, God is going to use supernatural condition.To defeat the enemy.
所以当这个地震动的时候，这些敌人将会进入一个混乱的状态之中。
So when there were earthquakes, the enemy will be in a confused state.
而自相残杀。
And they will kill each other.
那除了使用这个地震。
And besides using earthquakes.
神也用疾病来消灭这些敌人。
God will also use disease to destroy the enemies.
38章22节这些经文说，我必用瘟疫和流血的事刑罚他。
And here the scripture said, with pestilence and with blood, I will enter into judgment with him.
如果你看圣经的话，你会看到陆陆续续神用这个瘟疫来执行他的旨意。
And if you read the Bible, you would see that God has often used pestilence to destroy enemies.
其实我们今天目前所面对的情况。
The condition we are facing today.
可以说是一个瘟疫。
We can say that it's the pandemic.
当这些军人得病之后，他们将会失去这个战争的能力。
And when the soldiers contract the disease, they will lose the power to fight.
那除此之外，神也使用这个从天降下来的灾祸来消灭他们。
And besides that, God will also use disasters from the sky to destroy them.
我也必将暴雨、大炮、以火必流亡降于他和他的军队，必他所率领的众民。我们看到这个他就是这个哥哥，刚才我所说的。
And I will rain on him. This him is referring to God. And on his troops. And on the many peoples who are with him. A torrential rain with hailstones, fire, and brimstone.
那神曾经用这种方法来毁灭索多玛和俄摩拉。
God had used this method to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah.
因为神不能够容忍城里的罪恶。
Because God can no longer withstand the sin in the city.
神把火和硫磺降在这两个城市，把他们毁灭掉。
And God used fire and brimstone to fall on these two cities.
那同样的，在那个时候，神将会以类似的方法来毁灭这些敌人。
And at that time, God will use similar method like that to destroy the enemies.
那为什么神利用哥哥带领这些军队来攻打以色列？
So why would God use Gog to lead these countries to attack Israel?
然后把他们毁灭掉。
And then destroy them.
神如此做有三个原因。
There are three reasons.
在这节经文说，我必显为大，显为圣，在多国人的眼前显现，他们就知道我是耶和华。
Here in the scripture it says, I will magnify myself, sanctify myself, and make myself known in the sight of many nations, and they will know that I am the Lord.
第一个原因，神要彰显他的大能。
First reason, he will magnify himself.
他要以色列的敌人看到以色列人的神是那位掌管大自然的神。
He wants the Israel's enemy to see that the God of Israel is the God who have control of nature.
他能够使地震动，使暴雨、大暴和火并流亡从天降下来。
He can cause the earth to shake. He can cause torrential rain, hailstone, brimstone, and fire to come.
那第二个原因，神要彰显他的圣洁。
The second reason is God wants to sanctify himself.
他要把这些邪恶的敌人除灭掉。
He wants to destroy this evil enemy.
因为他不能够容忍人的罪恶。
Because he cannot stand man's sin.
那第三个原因，神要让多国的敌人，也就是这些外邦人。
And lastly, God wants to let all these other countries, which are Gentiles,
那知道他就是耶和华神。
To know that he is Jehovah God.
他是那位创造天地的主。
And he is the creator God.
好了，我们看到这个战争结束了。
So after the battle is over,
敌人都死去了。
Enemies are dead.
那圣经说留下满地的尸体和这个武器。
And the Bible said they were left many corpses and weapons.
那这些尸体多到没有办法把他们立刻埋葬掉。
There are so many corpses that they were not able to bury them right away.
所以圣经说必须要用七个月的时间来埋葬。
And the Bible said that it will take them 7 months to bury them all.
以色列家的人必用七个月埋葬他们，为要洁净全地。
For 7 months, the house of Israel will be burying them in order to cleanse the land.
所以以色列人必须把这些尸体埋葬掉，免得他们玷污神赐给他们的土地。
So the Israelites must bury these corpses so that they do not ruin the land God has given them.
然后十七节又这么说。
And in verse 17 it says,
他说人子啊，主耶和华如此说，你要对各种的飞鸟和田里的走兽说，你们聚集来吧，要从四方聚到我为你们献祭之地，就是在以色列山上献大祭之地，好叫你们赤肉喝血。
As for you, son of man, thus says the Lord God, speak to every kind of bird and to every beast of the field. Assemble and come, gather from every side of my sacrifice which I am going to sacrifice for you, as a great sacrifice on the mountains of Israel, that you may eat flesh and drink blood.
那这些尸体在还没有被埋葬之前，
So before these corpses were buried,
有这个飞鸟和走兽来吃他们的肉，
The birds and the beasts will come and eat their flesh.
那最后只剩下这个骨头才被埋葬。
And then what is left are the bones which will be buried.
那神使这个飞鸟和走兽来吃这个尸体的肉。
God let the bird and the beast come and eat the flesh of the corpse.
表示神对人的审判。
Represent God's judgment on men.
那在这段经文又这么说。
And here in the scripture it says,
住以色列城邑的人必出去捡器具，就是大小盾牌、弓箭、廷杖、枪矛，都当柴烧火，直烧七年。甚至他们不必从田里捡柴，也不必从树林伐木。
Then those who inhabit the cities of Israel will go out and make fires with their weapons and burn them, both shields and bucklers, bows and arrows, war clubs and spears, and for 7 years they will make fires of them. They will not take wood from the field or gather firewood from the forests.
所以这场大战争所留下来的不只是尸体。
So what is left of this great battle not only is corpse,
留下这个敌人的武器
but also the weaponry from the enemy.
这些武器这些经文这么说，如果要把它当柴来烧的话，
So these weapons, according to the scripture, if you're going to burn them as firewood,
必须要用七年的时间才能够烧完。
We'll need 7 years before they are all consumed.
所以他说以色列人不必去捡柴这段时间也不必去从树林里面砍木。
And that's why it says that they will not take wood from the field or gather firewood from the forest.
那这些敌人原本是目的是要来抢窃以色列人的财富。
So the purpose of these enemies coming was to rob Israel of his wealth.
那可是财物没有得到，反而人都死去了。
But they couldn't accomplish it and they're all dead.
他们的武器都被毁灭了。
And their weapons were destroyed.
那小小的国家没有被这个庞大的军队吞噬掉是一个奇迹。
It is a miracle that this little country were not swallowed by all these other countries.
是一个奇迹，因为耶和华与他们同在。
It is a miracle because God is with them.
这个刚才我说这个是将来要发生的事情。
I just said this is something that will happen in the future.
但是在自从以色列1948年复国以来。
But since Israel became a country in 1948,
他们也曾经面对过不少的攻击。
They have also faced quite a few attacks.
他们从来没有被打败过。
But they have never been defeated.
所以我们想原因就是神与他们同在。
And the reason is because God is with them.
这个证明以色列不是一个普通的国家。
And it showed and proved that Israel is not an ordinary country.
是神所拣选的。
It is chosen by God.
那神过去以色列同在。
God had been with the Israelites in the past.
将来也会与以色列同在。
And in the future, he will still be with them.
一直到主耶稣再来。
Until the Lord Jesus returns.
那神在这场战争所作所为。
What God had done in this battle?
他的目的就是要施行他的审判而彰显他的荣耀。
And the purpose is to show his judgment and to show his glory.
这段经文说，我必显我的荣耀在列国中，万民就必看见我所行的审判与我在他们身上所加的手。这样从那日以后，以色列家必知道我是耶和华他们的神。
Here in the scripture it says, And I will set my glory among the nations, and all the nations will see my judgment, which I have executed, and my hand, which I have laid on them. And the house of Israel will know that I am the Lord, their God, from that day onward.
先知以西结的预言是主耶稣再来其中的一个征兆。
The prophecies of Ezekiel is actually a sign of Jesus' return.
也预先告诉我们主耶稣再来的日子已经靠近了。
And it is telling us that the Lord's return is getting very close.
那先知以西结所说的预言应当成为我们的一个警惕。
And so the prophecy of Ezekiel should be a warning to us all.
让我们听从神的话语。
Let us hear God's word.
我们一起在神的面前向他祷告。
Let us come before the Lord and pray.
天父上帝，求你打开我们的心窍。
Heavenly Father God, please open up our hearts.
也打开我们属灵的眼睛。
Open our spiritual eyes.
看到圣经所说的。
To see what the Bible has said.
让我们不要做一个愚昧的人。
Help us not to be foolish.
沉睡在这个迷惑的世代当中。
And be asleep in this world full of false claims.
主啊，求你帮助我们。
Lord, please help us.
求你的圣灵打开我们的心。
May your Holy Spirit open our hearts.
让我们看见圣经所说的预言。
Help us see the prophecy in the Bible.
以致我们做好准备。
So that we will be prepared.
警醒地等待主耶稣的再来。
Be alert to wait upon our Lord Jesus' return.
主啊，求你帮助我们。
Please help us, Lord.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名求。
And we pray these in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.